News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Every time they come in, they pick a song.
And they start dancing
and grooving. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. My experts this morning on music, on
we're that
HR.
Too.
Hey, we could do a show
we're
on
that too.
Yeah, Avalon HR is in the house. Chip Wood is here, as well as Stacey Orne. We are happy to have both of you here. Good morning.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So we got lots to talk about, lots of happening, I imagine, this time of year in the HR world. So let's get started.
A lot of things going on right now. Stacey, you want to talk about all the new HR?
No. Stacey's talking.
She wants to keep singing smooth.
I do, actually.
Rob Thomas. He's so good. I wish he would. He hasn't done anything really on his own recently.
Speaking of, okay, so, you know, in our musical expertise world,
yes,
Mashbox 20 has some new music coming out this Friday.
Oh.
Is he still with them?
Yes.
Well, I don't know that.
He's still very much the front man.
He ran off for a while. Anyway. He did.
They've got new music coming out Friday. And,
cool.
Mr. Carlos Santana will be coming to our region in not too long.
I heard about that.
I just might have tickets for that, too. So I have a concert problem, people.
She does that.
Yes. No, we both share that, by the way.
It is a problem.
Okay, we digress. No. Let's move
back. We do.
My job is to get you focused back to HR.
Shoo, good luck, girl. there is a lot going on. I was supposed to attend a seminar yesterday. Our tax manager ended up going about tips on overtime and how that's going to work for 2026, because it will be different in 2025.
It's a little confusing.
It's a lot confusing. it's a standard line item deduction when you do your taxes now, just kind of like your if you have a child, there's X amount for that. And this is going to kind of work in the same way. You can take up to a certain amount. As long as you make under a certain amount, and then over that amount, there is a graduated reduction of what you can claim. But for 2025, it was not required to be separated out on your W-2. So you would probably need your W-2 and your final pay stub that does break it down to file your taxes. But for 2026, it will be required to be on the W-2. It'll be broken out into a separate box. The guidance... You know, we're into 2026 already, and the guidance for 2026 is really just coming now. Like, we didn't get a lot of heads up, or all we told was for 2025.
As we always do.
Yeah, right. For 2025, we'll be pretty lenient until we figure this all out for you. That was more or less the statement. We're just kind of learning still about that as it goes and how it's going to work. I haven't had a chance to touch base with the tax manager yesterday to, you know, to get her thoughts on it.
She said it was very good.
Okay. I will do that today. it's just the thing of constantly having to be up to speed, attend these seminars and meetings and keep ourselves up to date, which for most business owners would not be very practical. You would have to take a lot of time.
Most business owners don't have time out of their day.
Right.
They can devote to listening to an hour or two webinar on tax issues and things like that. They either depend on their CPAs or just hopefully they read something that clicks with them.
It's an area you don't want to be, quote unquote, winging it.
Don't chat GPT your IRS and deduction questions, please.
Don't do it.
Please. People are doing that.
Please. And that's something, you know, we talk about AI, we talk about chat GPT in business and things like that. The big thing to remember is ChatGPT is what they call an open source for information. So anything that anybody has ever put on the internet, it's going to take into consideration when giving you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That includes correct data and incorrect data. Okay? So be very, very careful. A good source is the IRS website. Now.
And that's IRS.gov.
IRS.gov. Now,
we all know that, don't we?
Well, I've got it bookmarked. I've got multiple sections of that website bookmarked. But it's not always the easiest, most clear thing to read when it's coming from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, personal sidebar opinion is I think it's ambiguous on purpose.
Mm.
So they can interpret it to best meet their needs at the end.
You should think about diplomacy as a career.
No.
Let me comment on that.
But it's sometimes you have to read it. Sometimes you have to read it
between the lines.
Think about it, mm-hmm. go back and reread it. And then sometimes you just have to break down and call your dedicated IRS agent and go, I don't understand what this means.
Which we have one since we are IRS certified. Very few PEOs. And right. PEO is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization. And that basically means that in the eyes of the feds and the state that we are the employer of record, and we take care of all the 940s, the 941s.
The state tax filings, the W-2s, unemployment, all of that falls under our purview when a client comes on board with us. But the thing is, we're at the same time, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business. I'm not going to tell you what hours you should be open. I'm not going to tell you what food you have to serve, what widget you have to make. Like, we let you do your thing, and we take all that unfun stuff off of your plate. So you don't have to worry about how you're going to report those overtime hours or those tips on the W-2s. We've got it, you know, and we're constantly, I said, going to seminars and continuing education, and it's just an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. Along with, we were talking about this yesterday, we met with a potential new client. We were talking about with the IRS certification, the amount of audits that we go through. We have to do an internal audit that has to be externally audited, and it's constant. I mean, it's just, we're in a constant audit cycle. But we feel that's important for transparency. That way our clients are assured we're not withholding those federal taxes and taking vacation. They're going to the government. They're going where they should go. And timely, there's no delays, no penalties, anything like that. We take all that record-keeping responsibility on us and let you make your widget and come up with the greatest food right. that you can serve. And we are local, we are family-owned, and we love working with our local businesses. They're truly our favorites. However, we are licensed in about 28 other states that we can conduct business in on your behalf. If you want more information or have questions, you can give us a call at 850-475-1555.
Or stop by.
Stop by. We'd love to see you. 100
South Pace Boulevard.
And if you just joined us, we're talking with Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. He is the sales VP of sales and marketing. And Stacey Oren, who is the HR benefits manager. So if you have a question or comment, now's the time to send it in at 850-437-1620.
We've been very fortunate that we've had several of our listeners. I had a gentleman last week. He's getting ready to open a business just down the street here. I can't talk about that
very
too much.
Cool one.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
It's going to be really cool.
Yay.
And he stopped by and we visited for a little bit. And hopefully we'll be able to work with him in the nearer future.
Well, I love hearing that when we're able to make connections on the show. That's great.
And he's a devoted listener. He listens to Pep Talk quite a bit.
I love that. Thank you. We appreciate everybody
thank
that
you
listens.
Much. Sure.
But again, all the more reason, if you have a question, text it in 850-437-1620. That's what this whole show is about.
Yes.
Giving answers.
Yes, it is. And we try to be very candid with all of our prospects and our clients on, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we can do. Here's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I mean, we're not the savior, although we've had instances where people have had some issues with their payroll taxes in the past.
Right.
And when the IRS finds out, they're going to come after you. But if they let the IRS know that they are now looking to partner with us to take care of their payroll and all their tax needs, first thing the IRS says, oh, okay. All right.
Really?
We'll help you out, because they'll help them out because now they know they're going to get paid.
Right.
Because we take care of all of that end of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I've always said that we take care of all the backroom operations and you just stay out front with your shining face. And
it's a huge lift.
Do what you do.
Yeah, it's a huge burden lift, because that's a burden. All of the paperwork and keeping up with it, like you said. I don't know how anybody could do that and run a business, quite frankly.
It's. I can remember my parents in the early years running their business. And I mean, it was just, you know, my dad was just always, well, I think we got to do this today. I think it's today. Well, maybe it's tomorrow.
Mm, you know? And things that, believe it or not, no offense to your dad, but they're a lot more complicated now.
They really are. Mm-hmm. If you miss one deadline just for your payroll taxes, well, I'm talking about, when I say deadline, I'm talking about one day. Mm. The fines and the interest on those fines are astronomical.
Wow.
And the IRS has a very dim view, very dim view of people that do not pay their payroll taxes, because they view that as you're stealing from your employees.
Well, it's the same with, you know, things like not filing those taxes along with the Social Security taxes, or you're like, oh, well, I'm just paying them under the table, so it really doesn't matter.
Except it doesn't go to their accounts.
Yeah. By doing that, they are not paying into the Social Security system. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when they go to retire, they have no money because they've, you know, thought they were getting this great deal working under the table. And the employer's like, well, I'm getting a great deal. I'm saving all this money, until the employer comes back and sues them. And the employee comes back and sues them because they went to file Social Security or unemployment and found out they don't have any.
Mm.
It may seem like a short-term win situation, but it's a long-term recipe for disaster.
I was just going to say, it's more of a disaster.
Mm. It might be a short-term solution, but again, I mean, I had a call from somebody that just kind of needed help. They had worked at the same place for 7 years under the table, and it took them about 7 years to fully grasp. They got, you know, you get those little Social Security statements in the mail every once in a while, and they got one, and they were shocked. And I was like, well, unfortunately, by agreeing to be paid under the table, you've not paid into that system. You have nothing. And 7 years worth of lost Social Security
wages is huge. Gosh.
It is huge. And so that's just lost income for your future.
Well,
not recommended.
It's also being paid under the table in today's environment, where you have a lot of foreign nationals that are working in this country, and that's fine, as long as they're doing it legally. Because if not, if they try to play with a bogus Social Security number, which I've seen that done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in Las Vegas doing a payroll for a company that installs flooring and all that kind of good thing. And so I was there to onboard all of their workers. They had like these 15 guys that said, I said, well, I just need, you know, let me have your driver's license. And back then it was, you know, your Social Security card. And the guy goes, well, yeah, you don't have Social Security cards, but you come back in an hour. I came back in an hour and they all had Social Security cards.
Oh my gosh.
There was another guy, it was in his van making Social Security cards.
Oh my gosh.
The problem with all of that, besides it being illegal.
Wow.
Is all of that money that is being paid in is going to some phantom
person.
Number of person that doesn't exist, so that you're losing all that money. I mean,
oh,
it's just
goodness.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, I welcome anybody to work in this country. I really do, but make sure you do it properly.
So I have a question for you too. So let's say I have a business and I try to keep up with everything, but I've gotten behind, right?
Okay.
So, but I haven't had a payroll company and now I've got some issues, some things aren't adding up. Now I've got to do my taxes and all of a sudden we're in, you know, coming up on March. So the question I have for you, could you help someone out in that situation, even though they haven't been with you for the past year? Could you come in and help them get back on track?
Yeah, we've done that. I've had another business owner here in town who had gotten behind, and then he got far enough behind where he then kind of got scared to surface, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you surface, then you're afraid that possibly they're going to come after you. No, they're going to come after you if you don't surface.
Okay.
and sooner
maybe
or later.
Maybe you just say that again, because I think that is a mentality that people
have.
Well,
they do. I mean, they get.
If I hide long enough, maybe I'll just go under the radar.
Well, it's like, you don't know what's behind that door, so you're afraid of opening it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we do is we'll let the IRS know that we're now kind of taking control of everything. We'll get you caught up on your taxes, if it's 940s, 941, whatever the situation is. And then once we do that, then we'll get you straightened out. The IRS will work out a payment plan with you. Mm-hmm. If you do not, they have a whole different plan for you.
Right. So if you're able to work at that plan, I'm thinking, then can you avoid a lot of the penalties and fines?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what can really add up quickly.
It's the penalties and interest mm-hmm. because it's just continuous. It just never stops.
Right.
And that's why, you know, Stacy has always advocated when people are doing their W-2s and W-4s, I should say, that they always say, well, I've got 9 dependents. No, you don't.
More than likely
you don't. If you do, that's fine. But if you don't put that on there, because then the IRS is not going to withhold anything out of your check, and it's a red flag to them.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and certain other things I see. There was a big thing on Facebook the other day that someone had only made like $6,000. It was a part-time job, like $6,000 in the past year. And there were like little to no federal taxes withheld, and they couldn't understand why. There is a minimum threshold per payroll that you have to succeed before they will take out taxes. Like if you're making $80, $90, $100 a week just working part-time, there's not going to be any federal taxes taken on
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. You don't mean the threshold.
Right. So therefore, you could end up with $6,000 in wages and theoretically no federal income tax withheld. Not that anybody did anything wrong. It's just the per paycheck amount is not hitting that amount. Mm-hmm. So people in that situation, you can have an extra $10 taken out of paycheck to cover what would have been the taxes. There's lots of things you can do. And your W-4, your withholding form, they've changed it again this year. The deduction went from $2,000 per dependent to, I think, $2,200, somewhere around there. And that is a preloaded fronted deduction for you. So if mm-hmm. you say, hey, you know, I've got a spouse and 2 kids, it's going to give you $6,600 in credit right off the bat. So that already lowers your taxable income. That is where people are going, well, where's my big refund? I have a wife and 2 kids. Well, you kept it through the year instead mm-hmm. of waiting to file your taxes to get that back. The government's saying, okay, we know you have these dependents, so instead of taking that money and just having to give it to you back, we're just going to let you keep it throughout the year, which is not a bad thing. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I use that for my vacation, or I use that. I get that. I do. And it's just a mindset thing, mm-hmm. but you're actually getting to keep that money throughout the year. Take it, put it in a savings account, and you'll come out much better than if you did it with income taxes.
The government is not paying you any interest
None.
On the money mm-hmm. that they're keeping of yours.
No, they are
and
using
I think that's
it.
A big misunderstanding for a lot of people.
It really is.
You see that refund.
You say, wow, I'm really looking forward to my tax refund.
Well, why?
Why?
Right.
I mean, you could have kept that money throughout the whole year if you'd have played it right. I mean, mm-hmm. In my opinion, that they have changed all the withholding requirements and the statutes around so much, I think it's got a lot of people confused.
It does.
Oh, it's very confusing.
It does. And, yeah. and like Chip was saying, you know, as often as we see something like 9 dependents, we see younger people. This happens all the time. I have this conversation at least once a week.
Exempt.
I'm exempt from federal taxes. No,
you're not.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, I don't have any children. I don't have a wife. I don't own a home. You're still not exempt from federal income tax. We have that discussion a lot.
Interesting.
Because we have a lot of people that put on their W-4s, I'm exempt. No, you're not. Why are you exempt?
Because I want to be.
It is not a voluntary program at this point. I mean, I certainly have my own feelings about it, but from a legal standpoint, it's that's just not an option. So typically, and I do explain to people, adults that are absolutely adamant, okay, I understand, I don't know the rest of your life outside of this job. However, I am obligated to tell you that we could receive a letter from the IRS stating they do not feel you're exempt, and we will have to change your withholdings to whatever they tell us to. Mm-hmm. And that does happen. Mm. We get those letters often.
Interesting. We're talking with our friends at Avalon HR. This is tax issues are very confusing, but that's why it's so helpful to have a company like this backing up your business, being able to look at these things for you, being able to handle these questions when you bring a new employee on, they can navigate those waters for you.
Right.
It makes a big difference. And so that's why we're kind of getting, I don't want us to go down the rabbit hole on taxes, but that's why we're talking about this.
Well, and that's true. I mean, I don't,
We're not an accounting firm.
We're not an accounting firm.
Thank you.
Just want to make that clear. This is, you know, a professional employment organization.
That is correct. Now, the founder of our company is a CPA.
But that helps.
Well, that's how we got involved in all this to begin with.
You know, however, we cannot tell you, you know, well, what should I put? I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all your business. I don't want to know all your business. But, you know, we can sit down and explain to you how it works. But at the end of the day, I can't tell you what to put in that box.
If you sit down and you look at the new withholding schedule, the W-4 and all of that, to the untrained person, which most people that walk into those situations are not, they're just filling out a form. That form can confuse the living heck out of
you. Yes, it can. It can. And that's
why we have a lot of people that end up with exempt.
I don't know. I'm just zero.
Exactly. That's what happens. But the good thing is your W-4 does not have to match your W-2. Okay?
Most people don't know that either.
Right. Okay. Like, I can put that I am single and I have 4 kids when I'm married and have 1, and it's fine. As long as what I file on my tax return is correct, my W-4 doesn't matter. Okay?
I did not know that.
And yeah, right. they don't care. It's just what you file when you file your taxes. So you can kind of manipulate that a little bit to get it to work like you want it to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have some people that go in and change your withholding to every other paycheck. It's like, I don't like this one. I'm going to try this. And that's fine. You can do that. But you're making the changes. Our system has an audit trail that shows that if it should ever become an issue, I can go back and say, no, Stacy did not change that. Meg changed it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the time you changed it.
No, she didn't.
Meg said, no, I did not. And on that note, I had an interesting conversation with someone this week about mailing W-2s. Okay.
That's a big one.
And they said, by law, it is required that you put W-2s in the mail. And I was like, no, it's not. They can be mailed. They can be published electronically. They can be handed to you. It doesn't matter. As long as they're produced by the IRS deadline, the manner is irrelevant.
Interesting. Okay, because I have somewhere along the line, I had heard that about it had to be mailed.
No.
Isn't that funny?
It does not. And all of our employees, when they onboard, they sign an electronic consent to get their payroll data, their payroll vouchers, their W-2s. So everyone signs a consent, and consent has to be obtained to do it electronically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing, absolutely nothing in the law that says they must be mailed via U.S. Postal Service.
I wouldn't want anything mailed.
Right.
Let me tell you, me either. We had a check mailed to us from a vendor in December.
Mm-hmm.
We got it last week in an AT&T envelope.
Oh my goodness!
The vendor was not AT&T.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
We don't know where it went. I think somebody just took it and stuck it in an envelope and said, "Oh, this doesn't go to me." And you know, it was odd, but yeah. But they do not have. And me and this person that I was speaking to literally got an argument about it.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, they don't have to be mailed. If you haven't got it yet, call your employer, ask how you can obtain it.
Okay.
If nothing else, drop by.
All right.
You can pick it up.
We are about out of time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it just flew by. So let's get the information out so people that are in need of your services can get in touch with you.
Please give us a call at 850-475-1555 or drop by the office, 100 South Pace Boulevard here in lovely Pensacola, Florida.
Chip, what are your office hours? When are you all open?
We open at 9 a.m. We close at 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
We're there Monday through Friday.
Okay. Stacy Oren, who is the HR Benefits Manager, Chip Wood, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing. You all have such great information for our listeners and business owners. Just a tip of the iceberg of their knowledge and what they can do to help your business. Avalon HR, again, check that out at the website.
Love to.
AvalonHR.com. Sorry, we're talking about that.